Would all of our guests in the Senate chambers and upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 66th Psalm we hear, "Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayers or removed his steadfast love from me." Merciful Father, we give you thanks for this day and your willingness to listen to our prayers. Hear us now, we pray, that in your steadfast love, our work may please you and our lives truly reflect our obedience to your word, so that we may truly be a witness unto you. And we pray, watch our going out and coming in throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serapoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 12th day, Wednesday, January 25th, 2023.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal to be dispensed with and the same be approved as so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close?
I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Cole County.
I would like to introduce some guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in the upper gallery, we have the Blair Oaks Class 2 State Football Championship team. Would you gentlemen rise? The Falcons became champions of the Tri-County Conference and became the reigning Class 2 District 2 champions, and they went on to defeat the Lamar High School Tigers by a score of 32-27 to earn the state championship title. The Falcons finished their season with the 14-0 perfect record, winning their third title within the last 5 years. And as amazing as these young men are in the state championships that they've won, they also have an amazing coach to your right there at the dais is Coach LePage. A little bit about Coach LePage. He was inducted into the Missouri Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame this past fall, and he's completed his 22nd season as a high school football coach, which consisted of 10 years at Blair Oaks and 12 seasons with the Jeff City Jays. He has a 197-64 overall record and 4 state championships, all with the Blair Oaks Falcons. Please help me welcome our Class 2 state champion and their Blair Oaks Falcons, along with their head coach, LePage, and all the coaches.
Let's welcome the champions to the Senate chamber and Coach LePage. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from the first.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 556, introduced by Senator Beck, an act relating to public school retirement systems.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. Real quick, this is no silver bullet, but as we know, we have a large teacher shortage, almost critical teacher shortage in the state. And what this bill would do, it would allow teachers with a season and a lot of experience to be able to stay on a little bit longer, and the incentive would be to raise the multiplier on their retirement from 30, 31, 32, 33. To keep teachers on a little bit longer while we try to address the other issues of bringing new teachers into the pipeline. It's my hope that I think it's fiscally sound bill. I've talked to all parties and it would work. And I think it would be just one step in trying to help stem the tide of this critical teacher shortage we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from St. Charles 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills I'm sending forth, and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 557, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to gaming.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 558, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to health care provider participation in health insurance plans.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 559, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to payment of anatomic pathology services.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 560, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to transportation network companies.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 9th district. Please send your entire legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 5.
If we could get some quiet in the chamber so we could hear the Secretary read the bill. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Senate Bill number 561, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to earned discharge from probation.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 562, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to state contracts.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 563, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to a driving while intoxicated diversion program.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 40, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to a property tax exemption for certain senior citizens.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 564, introduced by Senator Lucht-Meyer, an act relating to notarization requirements for certain mental health detentions.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the 15th.
I have one bill, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 565, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to parental choice in educational opportunities.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Boone.
Hey, Mr. President, I have a bill. Sending it forward, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 41, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to securing Missouri property from certain foreign interests.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. And I ask that you recognize the Senator from Boone for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator Schatz is, I mean, Senator from Boone is approaching the chamber.
That hurts.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading will be granted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on these report, this report in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted, and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the report. Senator from Shelby.
Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development and Tax Policy has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development and Tax Policy, to which was referred Senate Bill 3, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Your Committee on Education and Workforce Development has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education and Workforce Development, to which was referred Senate Bills 4, 42, and 89, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Koenig, Chairman.
Senator from Scott.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 25, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Thompson Rader, Chairman.
Senator from Ozark.
Mr. President, I have a report from your Committee on Governmental Accountability.
Thank you, Senator. Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability, to which was referred Senate Bill 51, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Esslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcement. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I will be making a motion to go to second reading of Senate bills. It will take some time, but after I plan to make a motion to adjourn until Monday at 4 p.m., members are welcome to stay, or you may go ahead and head out, as there will be no formal business after the second readings.
Further announcements? Announcements? Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. The senator from Boone County.
Senate Bill 119.
Senate Bill 119, an act relating to compensation for the Kansas City Chief of Police.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 120.
Senate Bill 120, an act relating to establishing post-traumatic stress disorder as an occupational disease.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 121.
Senate Bill 121, an act relating to the Critical Incident Stress Management Program.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 122.
Senate Bill 122, an act relating to compulsory school attendance.
Education and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 123.
Senate Bill 123, an act relating to violations while on parole or conditional release.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 124.
Senate Bill 124, an act relating to release by the parole board.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 125.
Senate Bill 125, an act relating to technical violations while on parole.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 126.
Senate Bill 126, an act relating to terms of probation.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 127.
Senate Bill 127, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 128.
Senate Bill 128, an act relating to costs and fees in divorce proceedings.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 129.
Senate Bill 129, an act relating to child custody arrangements.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 130.
Senate Bill 130, an act relating to illegal aliens.
General law. Senate Bill 131.
Senate Bill 131, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for the sale of firearms and ammunition.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 132.
Senate Bill 132, an act relating to the confiscation of animals.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 133.
Senate Bill 133, an act relating to an income tax exemption for certain dependents.
Economic Development Tax Policy. Senate Bill 134.
Senate Bill 134, an act relating to discussion of certain topics by school personnel.
Education and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 135.
Senate Bill 135, an act relating to corporate income taxes.
Economic Development Tax Policy. Senate Bill 136.
Senate Bill 136, an act relating to workforce development in elementary and secondary education.
Education and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 137.
Senate Bill 137, an act relating to a patriotic and civics training program for teachers.
Education and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 138.
Senate Bill 138. An act relating to promoting Missouri hardwood.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 139.
Senate Bill 139, an act relating to the designation of a historic region.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 140.
Senate Bill 140, an act relating to workforce development investments of public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 141.
Senate Bill 141, an act relating to peace officer tuition reimbursement.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 142.
Senate Bill 142, an act relating to firearms.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 143.
Senate Bill 143, an act relating to tax credits for grocery stores.
General law. Senate Bill 144.
Senate Bill 144, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 145.
Senate Bill 145, an act relating to certificates of exemplary conduct and good moral character issued by a court.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 146.
Senate Bill 146, an act relating to compensation for wrongful convictions.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 147.
Senate Bill 147, an act relating to parole eligibility.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 148.
Senate Bill 148, an act relating to the election of board members for streetlight maintenance districts.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 149.
Senate Bill 149, an act relating to rejected absentee ballots.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 150.
Senate Bill 150, an act relating to county commission districts, political subdivision party committees.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 151.
Senate Bill 151, an act relating to a property tax exemption for certain child care facilities.
Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 152.
Senate Bill 152, an act relating to video services.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 153.
Senate Bill 153, an act relating to minimum prison terms.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 154.
Senate Bill 154, an act relating to the compensation of court reporters.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 155.
Senate Bill 155, an act relating to the State Fair Commission.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 156.
Senate Bill 156, an act relating to the inhalation of substances.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 157.
Senate Bill 157, an act relating to collaborative practice arrangements with nurses.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 158.
Senate Bill 158, an act relating to procedures and practices for public schools and school districts.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 159.
Senate Bill 159, an act relating to medical mandates in educational institutions.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 160.
Senate Bill 160, an act relating to public funding of health care.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 161.
Senate Bill 161, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for food.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 162.
Senate Bill 162, an act relating to sales taxes on certain products.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 163.
Senate Bill 163, an act relating to state contracts for job training programs.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 164.
Senate Bill 164, an act relating to gender transition procedures.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 165.
Senate Bill 165, an act relating to athletic opportunities for students.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 166.
Senate Bill 166, an act relating to regulation of schools by political subdivisions.
Education Workforce Development, Senate Bill 167.
Senate Bill 167, an act relating to medical requirements for commercial vehicle operators.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 168.
Senate Bill 168, an act relating to the rulemaking authority of the Department of Health and Senior Services.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, an act relating to refusal of medical procedures or treatment.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 170.
Senate Bill 170, an act relating to tax credit for certain live entertainment events.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 171.
Senate Bill 171, an act relating to medical requirements for commercial vehicle operators.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety.
Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
R7.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, an act relating to the America 250 Missouri Commission.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Also, Mr. President, would you refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 9, Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Shall be referred. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 30th.
You have heard the motion by Senator Shelby. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Missouri Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 30th.